Okay, Rabbeinu B'chai, Parshas Netzavim. He begins with the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Hey, Tova Tochachas Megula Me'ahava Misuteres, which is that it is better open rebuke than hidden love. What does that mean? So let's see. So Rabbeinu B'chai says that rebuke, meaning someone telling you when you're doing something wrong, that is life. And not getting rebuke and letting someone go, continue in their bad ways, is death. And he says that's a pasuk elsewhere in Mishlei that says, Musar ra la'ozev orach, which is suffering. Musar ra, suffering, is to someone who leaves the path. Sone tochachos yomos, but someone who hates rebuke will die. So that's what he says, is that if a person is willing to accept rebuke and they'll change their ways, so then they'll suffer. If they do sins, Hashem will make them suffer so that they know that they can't do that again or that they get an atonement for their sin. That's just if someone leaves the way that they should be going. But if someone hates rebuke, that is that they won't change at all. They're not interested in changing their ways. So then the person just dies because there's no point in them living anymore because they'll never change. Anyway, so he says that's what this pasuk means of Tova Tochachas Megula Me'ava Mesuteres, which is that it's better to receive rebuke than to have someone love you in their hearts. That's open. It's better to have open rebuke, someone telling you you're doing something wrong, than for someone to, in their hearts, love you and not say anything to you, because it's better to be rebuked. Another pshat he says is it's better, Tochachas Megula, it's better to be rebuked. Better to be get rebuke, an open rebuke. Me'ava Mesuteres, meaning coming from hidden love, right? Coming from hidden love. So it's good to get rebuke when it's not just someone hates your guts and they're telling you you stink because they hate you. But it's good rebuke telling you you're doing something wrong when it's coming from love. Okay? And the Radak quotes, says, I think it was the name of his father, that Tova Tochachas Megula, that rebuke is good. Me'ava Mesuteres, when it comes from love, and it's hidden. Hidden means what? It means no one should rebuke you openly, meaning in front of other people. It should be done privately so you shouldn't be embarrassed. Okay. Rabbeinu B'chai's pshat in all this is that it's good Tochachas Megula, that is the Tochachas that was revealed to us in Bechukosai and Kisava, right? That's the two places in Torah you have the Tochacha and the Tzavim a little bit. So that's all good. Me'ava Mesuteres, because it comes from Ava Mesuteres, which he says Ava is a way of describing the Shekhinah. And it comes from Hashem, so then it's good too. And the Tochacha is what keeps us around throughout the ages, because he says the Yidden, when we sin, so Hashem throughout all the ages is giving us the punishment for the Averas we've done. But that keeps us going, because it doesn't get all thrown at you at once. It's over time, over the years, you know, keeping us clean and giving us atonement, whereas everybody else, when the piper when it comes time to get punished, that's it, they're out. So that's what keeps us going, and that's how it connects to Atam Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem, which is we're all together, we'll withstand all the tochacha, we'll still be standing in the end. Okay, then it says that first pasuk ends with it's Atam Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem of Hashem, and then Kol Ish Yisrael. So he brings a Tanchuma, which darshan's from here, Kol Ish Yisrael. They were all one person, that is to say, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. We're all connected, and therefore if one person does an Avera, so then all of Kol Yisrael is held responsible for that Avera, like the story by Achan. And he just points out that, of course, the opposite is true too, which isn't talked about as much. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh is also, he says, for the good. If someone does a mitzvah, then all his Klal Yisrael can be saved by that mitzvah too. And that's what he said. That's what it says, Tzadik Yisod Olam. Sometimes an entire generation can be saved by one tzadik. Okay. Then we have L'avracha Bivris Hashem Elokecha Uva Alaso. Hashem's bringing us into his bris Uba Alaso. What's Ba Alaso? So Rabbeinu B'chai offers a pshat that Ba Alaso goes back, is talking about Hashem. Hashem's Allah, Hashem's swear, that he swore to keep us as a nation, no matter what. Which is a nice upshot. And he says that's also what it means, like we say in the end by Marav, by the Baruch Hashem Le'olam. We say, Hoel Hashem La'asos Eschem Lo'olam. Hoel, he says, Lashon, this Allah, this swear that Hashem took, that he would keep us as his nation forever. That's Ho'el Hashem Lasos Eschem Lo'olam. Hashem swore he would keep us as his nation. Okay. Then we have the famous pasuk, "V'lo yidchem levadchem anochi ka'eres et habris hazos." Hashem tells the Jewish people, it's not just you physical people who are standing with me here today, rather the bris is with all of Klal Yisrael from all the doros, because all our neshamas are at Har Sinai, we're all part of the bris. So he also quotes that Chazal tell us that all the Nevi'im got their Nevuah at Har Sinai, meaning all the future Nevi'im too, got their Nevuah at Har Sinai. I guess that means their Neshama got it, but they just weren't allowed to say it until the proper time. Okay, then we get into a little bit of a larger discussion. It says, if someone will think in their heart that I can get away with Hisparich Bavavoli Mor Shalom Yalik, Yerubishurislibe'elech, a person's going to think in their heart that they can do whatever they want, so Hashem will go after them. So he talks about the importance of a pure heart, that is, heart and thoughts that are good. He says that, of course, that a person gets schar for happiness to do a mitzvah. In other words, if you have a simcha in doing a mitzvah, you get a schar for that. And you get an avera, this is news to me, you get an avera, well, not mamash news, but okay, anyway, you get an avera for being happy when you do an avera. And the converse is true, that if you are sad when you do an avera, that's good. And if you're sad when you do an avera, you get an onish for that. You got sad when you do a mitzvah. Now, if you do a mitzvah, the famous old shirat zayin, if you do a mitzvah sad, that there's an avera to that. And there's, of course, a mitzvah to doing a mitzvah b'simcha, and an avera to doing a mitzvah b'yitzavon. You shouldn't be sad when you do a mitzvah. That's actually a sin. He says you get punished for that. You have to do a mitzvah with simcha. There's a separate schar, separate from the mitzvah itself. There's a separate schar for having a simcha in a mitzvah, because that comes from love of Hashem. That's a separate mitzvah, and that's all in your head, just how happy you are when you do the mitzvah. And then he gets into the famous Chazal, Hirhuri Avera, Kushin Me Avera, again, thinking about thoughts. Hirhuri Avera, thoughts of sin, are worse than the sin themselves. So, usually that refers to thoughts of Znus, or of Avodah Zarah, which are the ones that you get punished for thinking. But generally it's about all Averas. The thoughts of Avera in general are not good. But specifically, usually refers to Znus. So he gives a couple of pshatim on what that means. Hirhuri, in this Maimer Chazal, Hirhuri Avera Kushin Me Avera. So one is that the thoughts of the Avera are worse than the Avera, because the Avera, once it's done, is done. But your thoughts can continue. If you keep thinking about it afterwards, the Avera that you did, so then it makes it worse. Like he says, it can be the thoughts are matrid you, they stick in your head, they let you not let go of the sin. It makes it like longer and more, it gets more into you. That's why it's worse than the Avera. He also says from the Rambam that the reason why thoughts of Avera are worse than the Avera themselves, let's say thoughts of Znus are worse than the act of Znus themselves in a sense, is because your brain is where the neshama is. It's where you do, all your connecting to God. A lot of it, it's in your head and your heart. So if your head, which is the place, it's where the Torah is, and that's where all the Avodas Hashem is in the mind. So if you use that mind for Avera, so that's worse than the Avera itself, in the sense, like he compares it to using an Eved. If you use the king's property, if you use the more chashuv things, it's worse than you use the lower things. So imagine you use if you use the king's, janitor to do something wrong, it's worse to use to somehow force an officer of the king to do something gross than if you make a lower servant of the king. In other words, using Hashem's most chashuv thing he gave you, the thing that's supposed to be the highest level eved to Hashem is the mind, and using that for something low and disgusting, so that's a worse avera. And then he says, the question that bothers a whole lot of people, which is, how can Hashem possibly expect us to control our thoughts. There's an aveira, it's a sin, to have your head in the toilet, think about thoughts of snus. So how do you control your mind? Well, how can you be getting aveira for what you think? So Rabbeinu Bachai says, I want to tell you a big yisod. You can't control what you think. So he says, you know, you can't control what would accidentally pop in your head for a second. Okay, stuff can pop your head into a second. But he says even that shouldn't happen if your heart is set rightly. And you have to be, you know, try to get that away from your head as soon as possible. But he said, generally speaking, you can't control your thoughts if you have the proper hachanos, he says. You know, that we, I think we're most of us used to the Rambam. The Rambam says you'll hear hurim only by someone whose heart is removed from chachma. Okay. Ben Bachai, I don't think he's saying exactly that. He's saying you need to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, he seems to describe it as if you, there's, you know, there's the negative. Don't think thoughts of znus. Okay, that just, don't think, but leaves a vacuum. Okay, I can't think nothing. Right? He's saying you need a, there's a positive mitzvah to think thoughts of love of Hashem. So if you train yourself, if you engage in preparation, that is, you think about Avas Hashem, you think about Kurvaso, you think about Laleches Bedrachav, he said, just to quote his words, Kasher Yasmin Machshavto Zosman Rav, when you constantly think about Yach B'yachin Libo La'Avas Hashem Yizbarach, you think about love of Hashem, U'lekarvei love, to bring yourself close to Him, Laleches Bedrachav, and go in Hashem's ways, Hashem will help you to keep your heart in that zone without getting out of it. That's how he says a person control themselves, not stam, but if you have to prepare yourself by getting your heart used to thinking thoughts of connecting to Hashem, and then you won't have this problem of avira, I guess, as much. Obviously, if you go and watch something and see something inappropriate, that makes it harder. But again, assuming you keep yourself not seeing inappropriate stuff, keep your eyes in the right place, and then your head, if you are making it over a long time, says Man Rav, to constantly think about thoughts of Avas Hashem and Kurvaso and wanting to connect him, then other things won't get in your head as much. Okay, he also says an interesting thing on the next pasuk. It says Srefa Kalartza, that I don't know exactly how he knows this, but he says that when it says kol, Srefa, this is a new thing. Next pasuk says Srefa Kalartza, when it says kol, that the whole land will be destroyed. Kol, he says, is that when we're doing Ratzon Hashem, lo sechzar kol ba, the Eretz Yisrael has everything. But if bizman hakas, when Hashem is angry, and histalik hashchina, then it's toshav arts asreifa, then the whole land is desolate, as we know from most of the last 2,000 years till recently, when we weren't there. Okay, next. We then have the pasuk, hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu. So what does that mean? So he brings the Rambam that says, the hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu are tami ha-mitzvos. In other words, we can understand the reason of mitzvos, and maybe we can understand the Kabbalah behind mitzvos, but he says that's really l'Hashem Elokeinu. It's nice to know those things, that's important, but that doesn't take away from the fact that we have to do them, because the haniglos, that's obvious, that which it says, do this, l'anu v'aneinu, we must do that. So even if you say, I figured out the reason of the mitzvah, it's to make you be a certain way, so I'm just going to think that way and I'll be it without doing the mitzvah. No. You have to physically do the mitzvahs. And it starts on Hashem Lakeinu, but we still have to do the physical mitzvahs. Okay. And he, by the way, I have just as a point of interest, he says, from the pasuk of Hanistoros Hashem Elokeinu is the shame that you use for a Sheles Chalom, which is the use, those who knew these things could, there was a certain shame Hashem you put under your pillow, and you can ask, you go to sleep, and then you can ask a question in Shemayim, and you, from Shemayim, and you get the answer. So whatever shame that was, it's from that pasuk. Okay, that's just stop interesting. Okay, anyway, then we have, it says, if you'll do tshuva, v'shav Hashem elokecha shvuzchav v'yichamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha, Hashem will return you, and then He will return you again. It sounds like there are two stages to the eventual, when Mashiach comes, kibetz galios. There'll be a shav, and there'll be a shav again. So the Ramban in Shir HaShirim, if you've never seen this, you should look it up. The Ramban in Shir HaShirim says it refers to that there will be two kibbutz galios. One where the Goyim will let us go back to Israel, and then he says there'll be a break, and he says that break can be really long, and then the Hashem will let us go back Teretz, Hashem will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael with the full Mashiach and all the wars and the Beis Hamikdash and all that, which is pretty amazing, because Baruch Hashem, we've been zoch at least to see stage one, where the Goyim led us back, and then he said, there'll be a second Kibbutz Goliath, the main one, when we'll all go back. Okay, Rabbeinu Bechai does not learn that way. Rabbeinu Bechai says that it refers to two Kibbutz Goliath, says yes, but he says one is the Aseres HaShvatim, and one is us. You know, we're Yehuda and Yamin, so there'll be a Kibbutz Goliath for us, and there'll also be a Kibbutz Goliath for the Aseres HaShvatim. Okay. Then we have the pasuk that talks about the Torah. It says, "Lo b'shamayim hi." The Torah is not in heaven. So he brings a Gemara that says that it's not by astrologers. And then it's the Gemara says that they asked Shmuel, who said this. They said, "Aren't you an astrologer? How are you saying it's lo b'shamayim hi? It's not by astrologers. You're an astrologer." So he says, "I only learned astrology when I was in the bathroom." In other words, that, like Rabbeinu Bechai says, "Mikan she'ein le'asasik b'shar ha'chachmas ela b'ikar shi'ir torasenu." That Rabbeinu Bechai's hashkaf is that a person should not be ever learning secular knowledge, certainly not lishma. A person should only be learning Torah. What a person needs to know for their daily life. We're not talking about that. Talking about just learning shar ha'chachmas to learn them. He says a person should not do that. Shmuel did it when he was in the bathroom, in other words, in a place where you're not allowed to learn Torah. But otherwise, never. And he says the reason is because Shemitoch Esek Shar Chachmas Yavo Adam Lefamim Bedas Lidei Netiyah Miderech Emes. He says the person is likely, when they learn Shar Chachmas, to end up going off the Derech Emes, and therefore to stay away from it. That's what he says. Okay. Then we have the pasuk of Beficho Vavav Chalaso. So the Torah is close to us; it's in our heart and in our mouths to do it. So he says that's three things: Picha, Vavavcha, Lasoso, in your mouth, in your heart, to do them. So he says that's connected what we say in the Pirkei Avos. The world is omid on three things: Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. So Torah is your heart, Avoda is your mouth, Mitzvos Gemilas Chasadim is in your actions. And he says this lashon, which was a little surprising to me. He says, "Min here how you do it. It is known ki mitzvos atluyos b'leiv avoda gedola kadosh baruch hu min mitzvos atluyos b'dibur." It's a bigger deal, mitzvos that are in your heart, than mitzvos that are based on your lips, and mitzvos based on your lips are bigger than mitzvos based on your actions. Okay. Sounded a little like a Hasidish hashkafa to me. I don't know. That's what Rabbeinu Bechai says, that the mitzvos, what's in your heart, is a greater avoda. Well, I'll use those words, because that's his words. It's an avoda gedola la'kadosh baruch hu more than the other mitzvos. In other words, so at least before Rosh Hashanah, something else to keep in mind, that working not just to do tshuva on our actual averus, but also where our head is and where our heart is, which is the focus of a lot of this. Okay, then we get into talking about the future, when Mashiach comes. So the pasuk says, "Reina sati lefanecha yom esachayim esatov esamav esesara." So he says that we're talking about this pasuk. We're talking about Kibbutz Goliath. Then we get into this "Reina sati lefanecha yom esachayim esatov." So he says, "Re'ei is gematria 206, and Chayim refers to Tchias Amesim, and there's going to be 206 years between the time Mashiach comes and Tchias Amesim." That's what he says, hinted in the word Re'ei. And he also brings a pasuk from Shir HaShirim that says, Ha'elef lecha Shlomo, U Masayim, Vav Masayim, 206, the notum is perio. So after Shlomo comes, meaning after Mashiach comes, it'll be 206 years, and then Tchias HaMesim. And he says the reason why the last word was Beficha Vavcha La'asoso, and we're talking about Zman HaGula, it's connected to, he says, Bereshis, where he said Bar Lakim La'asos, to tell you that when Mashiach comes, the world will still be running the same way it was always. There'll be regular eating and drinking and all the same stuff when Mashiach comes. Not Tchias HaMesim, but when Mashiach comes, the world would continue the way it always was, other than, obviously, there'll be Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash and this kind of stuff. But our physical bodies will not be any different when Mashiach comes. In other words, we'll still be eating and drinking. I happen to work in kashrus, so that's good. It means I'll still have a job. And then we say, so it says, tov es amamim sves hara. He says, so that's generally talking about tchias amesim, and he says that it'll be ra, meaning for some people it'll be ra. That is, when there's tchias amesim, it's not just the tzaddikim come back, the rishayim will come back to get their punishment. They'll come up to go back down again, or whatever. It's as he quotes the pasuk, "Rabbi miyasheni admas ofer yakitzu." Many people will get up at tchias amesim. Elo lechay olam, but elo lecher pas ladaron lidiraon olam. So some people go to tchias amesim, be good for them. Some people be to get their punishment. And then he says the pretty yisodistic thing about tchias amesim is a famous mechlokas Rambam and Ramban. Talked about in the Yishar Gmul, which he just mentions here, so I'll mention it. That is that the Rambam Shita is that there'll be Tchias HaMesim, where people go back into their bodies, but they'll still be eating and drinking. In other words, it'll be the regular, and at least partially, the same bodies as we have today, in the sense that after Tchias HaMesim, according to the Rambam, they'll still be eating and drinking. People will live very, very long lives. And after that, they'll die. And then they'll come back as neshamas. In other words, so in Olam Haba, that is later, there is there's no, like Chazal say, there's no eating and drinking in Olam Haba. Ela nefashos, so the Rambam understands nefashos without bodies, there's no bodies, just nefashos, and that's the way it's going to be in Olam Haba. Whereas the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says no, once there's tchias amesim, there's no more death anymore. And that which Chazal say that there is no eating and drinking in Olam Haba, that's true. In other words, when the neshama comes back for Tchias HaMesim, it'll be a refined body, just like Moshe didn't need to eat on Har Sinai, right? When your neshama is so strong, the body is not a problem. Even though Moshe's body still had a body, but right, if you fully refine the body, like will happen after Tchias HaMesim, so there'll be no need for eating and drinking, but there still will be a body. Because he says, it's not fair otherwise. The body did the mitzvah just like the soul did. So when Tchias HaMesim comes to get your ultimate reward, the body needs to get its ultimate reward too. Shem is not mekapeach schar kol beria. So the body has to come back too. So in Olam Haba, there'll be a guf and a nefesh together. Just it'll be refined. I believe the Ramchal said that just the way it'll be just like we think of our neshamas now. Meaning we know we have a neshama, but we have a... maybe not a direct idea of it. We know it exists in us. We can't feel it, touch it. It's like a vague idea. It'll be the inverse. Tchias HaMesim. We'll have a body, but it'll be also something we have, but not something that we like have a direct connection with. It'll be there, but not... it'll be the inverse relationship we have with the neshama now. Okay, I think we'll stop here. K'sim v'chzim etovah.